Okay, we starting the second perek. I really should give a shtickle Torah on Galus, which I hope I'll do next week if we're still in Galus. But on Daf Chesam and Aleph, there's such an incredible yisaid in the Netziv that I felt I want to share with you this evening. The Netziv is dealing with a very general question of when a Hechsher mitzvah is a mitzvah and when it's not. Why it is that when it comes to certain things like baking matzahs, everyone's into baking matzahs. When it comes to cutting a shofar, drilling a hole in the shofar, I never heard they should invite people to drill holes in the shofar. But when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, so v'chinu es ha-shi'aviyu, rabba malach shibuta, we say preparing for Shabbos, people do. So it's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. Yet, when it comes to, filling up a mikveh, we never heard that people should run down and help fill up a mikveh. When is a heksha mitzvah a mitzvah and when is it not? So I'd like to learn with you the two lines here in the Gemara. This small Gemara, Chesam and Aleph, is the aside for the rules of heksha mitzvah, and as I'll show you in the Rishayim, and I'd like to share with you the klal of the Netziv. The Mishnah says you only go to Galus if you're chopping wood, and from the chopping of wood it kills somebody. If chopping wood, if that's a reshus. If you're doing a maisa mitzvah and someone gets killed, so then the person does not go to Galus, avamakas benoy, etc. Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe the Torah is talking about someone who's chopping wood to build a sukkah, and that's a mitzvah. So the Gemara is asking, maybe chopping wood to have wood for a sukkah is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of Chesam and Aleph, a rule. Kivan de matza chatov einai chaitiv, lav mitzvah, hashtanami lav mitzvah. Gemara's rule is this. If you find it cut, there's no mitzvah to cut wood. If you go to Lumbia and you buy wood, there's no mitzvah to buy wood. There's no mitzvah to cut wood. So there, it's not a mitzvah. Even though a person's going to say, Lamaisa, I need wood, I'm going to cut wood. That's not a mitzvah. That's a heksher mitzvah, certainly, and making the mitzvah happen. That heksher mitzvah is not a mitzvah, because we know that if you find the wood that's already cut, there's no mitzvah for a person to go out and cut wood. This is what it says in the Gemara. Now, the Rashba and the Tshuva, which is quoted here in the Maritzkiyus, says, Chol mitzvah de'efshel ma'akrei, any mitzvah that you could have someone else do the preparation for it, I forgot the loyakre, even though you're doing it yourself, loychashuva mitzvah levarech alah. It's not a mitzvah that you should make a bracha on it. Because that's not a mitzvah. Chopping the wood for a sukkah is not a mitzvah. Squeezing grapes to get wine for kiddush is not a mitzvah. If someone else squeezed the grapes, you don't have to squeeze the grapes. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah. Now, lighting Neiris Shabbos, we make a bracha. Because even if someone else lit Neiris, it's still a mitzvah to light Neiris. If I have a chance, we'll explain that. So therefore, we make a mitzvah. It's a Hesha mitzvah. Lighting mitzvahs Friday is a mitzvah that there should be light on Shabbos. Nevertheless, it's a Hesha mitzvah that if someone else did it, you yourself are still mechoyiv to do it. This is the Gemara's rule. Now here is a plea in Rashi. Rashi, when the Gemara says, if you find the wood cut, you don't have to cut the wood for a sukkah. Rashi says, Eina chatova mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to chop wood for a sukkah. Ela asiyas sukkah. Making the sukkah is the mitzvah. So please think of Rashi. Rashi is saying that you can go to the lumberyard and buy wood. But building the sukkah, that you're supposed to do yourself. Someone else comes and makes the sukkah. Well, if you have the sukkah, you can sit in it. But it's Meduyik and Rashi that you're supposed to make the sukkah. Because when the Gemara says chopping wood for a sukkah is not a mitzvah, Rashi says, Ki le motzah hatuva ina chatova mitzvah, el asiyas ha-sukkah. So building the sukkah is a mitzvah. The Meritz Chiyus brings that there's a sugya menachis, that there's a mandiyamer that says they should make a bracha when you build a sukkah. But we don't make a bracha when we build a sukkah. As far as you should make a bracha when you build a sukkah, it's also a heksher mitzvah. Why should chopping the wood for the sukkah be any different than building the sukkah. Gemara says so. He brings the Gemara says you don't for a totally different reason. He brings in the Gemara Menachas Membeis. Because since you can make the bracha when you sit, so you can end up making the bracha anyway. So therefore, it goes on the building too. That's what he brings some enough. Vayfes be'etzem, you wouldn't make a bracha on building. This is kasha. So the Tziv says the following rule. It's a very geshmaka rule. He says any mitzvah where the preparation for the mitzvah is a lashon hakra, is a lashon of a pasuk, then it's a heksha mitzvah you're supposed to do. If it's not a pasuk, then it's a heksha mitzvah, let someone else do it. Doesn't say anywhere, squeeze grapes, so you should have wine for Nesachim, you should have wine for Kiddush. No such pasuk. So Mimela, we don't do it. Doesn't say anywhere, go fill up a mikvah. So Mimela, let somebody else do it. But it says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Pasuk could just say, eat matzah. The Mele will know you have to make matzah. Says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. So therefore, the making of the matzahs, it's a heksha mitzvah. But it's something that a person is supposed to do. It's a mila to do it. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that the Rosh was mahadir to have a part in the baking of the matzahs. So why we take off time from learning to go bake matzahs? Because it's something which it says in the pasuk. Preparing for Shabbos is a pasuk. V'chinu es hashiyaviu. It's a pasuk that says prepare for Shabbos. So therefore, preparing for Shabbos is something that a person takes off time from even from his learning and goes and prepares. What's that when it gets good? It says Chag Sukkah is tasalacha. Says loshin vasiya by sukkah by a sukkah. So therefore Rashi says the sukkah tasalacha, to build a sukkah, that's extra mitzvah that a person should try to do. And you would make a bracha on it. Except the Gemara says when you make the bracha later, on sitting in the sukkah, it's kailal the making of the sukkah. When you're eating the matzah, it's kailal the making of the matzah. But this is the geder advarim. If you drilling a hole through the middle of a shayfer so you could blow, that it doesn't say in the pasuk. We don't do it. Picking an estrog off a tree, we don't go do it. It doesn't say anywhere mitzvah to pick an estrog off a tree. Obviously, you have to pick it off. But matzah picked off, matzah lakut and it's arach lilkut. So this is his geder hadvarim in it. Now, by tzitzis is something that remains l'chayra. It says va'asu lehem tzitzis. We say it in every day. It would come out that making the tzitzis, putting the tzitzis hakafei b'gdayim, is also a heksha mitzvah. That it's kedai to be mevatel in order to make tzitzis. There are yidden that are makvid. They put the tzitzis themselves on their arba kanfeis. So that light in the tziv should come out that way. Now, there's a tiefkeit to the tziv, because there's a yisoid that it's mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra, it's a ritfaz lashon in Yevamis, that it's a mitzvah, we always try to be l'kayim pashtei dekra, the pashup shat in the pasuk, like by Hadassin. The Hadass is mostly mishulish, it's kashen, rubik kulay. We try to get kulay mishulish. Because Rubai Kekulai is a halacha. The pashtus of a hadas is Kulai Mishulish. The makar for this has to do with chalitza. By chalitza, it says, V'cholas es na'aloi me'al raglai. You take chalitza of the shoe off the foot. Na'aloi means it's his shoe. So the Gemara says, even though it says, V'cholas es na'aloi me'al raglai, the Gemara says it means, he doesn't have to own the shoe. It's Perisha Gemara, the last parak in Yavamis. He doesn't have to own the shoe. Because na'loi me'al ragloi, na'loi kamidas ragloi. The Gemara darshins, the shoe has to fit. You go to a chalitza. Chalitza has special shoes. I don't know if any of you ever had a chalitza. They have a special type of a shoe. And it has to be midas ragloi. He doesn't have to own it. It's a Gemara. Nobody argues. All minig is, anytime we do a chalitza, a day earlier, the man who's receiving the chalitza comes to the Beis Din, first they kaveh amakim, the minigus to kaveh amakim for the next day's chalitza, and they give him the shoe to take home and be kind of. Why? It's based on this ritva. The ritva says, mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. There's an Indian to keep pashup shat in the pasik. I once spoke to Saad somewhere, and someone said, no, what about sheshes yamim tavid? You know, I feel sitting and learning. If it's a kai pasha de krush, it's just yam tavit. So, what? Rishus. But it's a kai pasha de krush. I tell the guys in Yeshiva are working also. They're also working hard. You know, some of them are putting in more than 40 hours a week. But anyway, this is the Ritva's rule. It's a kai pasha de krush. This is the Netziv's idea. You should know that Netziv, the story of the Netziv is as a person is very different. And Netziv, as a young man, was not known as a Talmud Chacham. He was known as someone who sits and learns, but not as a Talmud Chacham. He got married. He married into Reb Chaim Volozhin and his mishpacha. And they held, you know, he's a nice boy, he sits and learns. And he sat and learned, and he wrote the Hamik Shaila. And then he published the Hamik Shaila. The Hamik Shaila made him famous. It was a sefer that made him famous. And this piece, in Siddur Kuf Samachtes, and the Hamik Shaila, was one of them, where he goes through Sugyas and Shas, and buys the aside from this Rashi. He says, Mashamadli is this Rashi. Rashi says, chopping wood is not a mitzvah, building sukkah is a mitzvah. Or why be mechalik? And he built this aside that if it says it in the Lashon HaKra, then it's a mitzvah. If it doesn't say it in the Lashon HaKra, then it's not the type of extra mitzvah you have to set out to do. And this was the rule. Afterwards, he became more famous, and eventually became Rosh Hashiva and Volozhin. He and the Beis HaLevi were cousins, with the two Rosh Yeshiva. They had very different visions of how to learn. And the Tziv held to cover ground, to learn Chumash, all these type of things. The Beis HaLevi and his Talmidim were into the Lamdas. Eventually they had a Din Torah over the Yeshiva. They had a Din Torah with three Dayanim who paskin, and they paskin that the Tziv should run the Yeshiva. And it's famous that at the end of the Din Torah, they gave the keys to the Tziv. The Tziv said every Rosh Hashiva needs someone he could trust to hold the keys, so he gave it to the Beis HaLevi to hold the keys. But that's when the Beis HaLevi went to Brisk, otherwise there'd be no Brisk. But at any rate, this made him famous, and this is his Yisayid. When is it a mitzvah? When it's Pashtei Dekra. I want to add a Nekuda. The Stipler in Masechta Shabbos Simen Chaf has also an Arichas on this idea of Hechsher Mitzvah. There's actually a machloikis in Tosfos if you make a bracha on Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos. Today, everyone knows, you light Neiris Shabbos, you make a bracha. Right? The ladies wave at the candles and cover their eyes and the whole ritual. Actually, Tosfos brings some Rishonim hold not to make a bracha. Other Rishonim hold too. So the Stipler brings an important yisayid, which coincidentally is a Beis HaLevi. He says that in lighting Neiris Shabbos, there are two mitzvahs. What's the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? What's the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? Zachar v'Shamar? Where, what, when? What's the mitzvah of lighting in there? Shalom Bayis. To have light in the house. So what should be? Matzah Daluk, should you have to light? In Matzah Daluk, if you found it lit, you shouldn't have to light. The mitzvah is to have light. If it's already lit, why light? So the Beis HaLevi writes that, and the Stipler is going on this, that there are two mitzvahs in Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos. The Rambam brings it twice. He brings it in Perek of Zion of Hilchas Shabbos, and he brings it earlier in Perek Yud, I think it is in Hilchas Shabbos. One mitzvah, the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, to have light in the house. For that, if it's already lit, Motzei Dolok Eidei Dolok. There's an other mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is to do a maisa to show that you're anticipating the coming of Shabbos. And both are true parts of the mitzvah. The Rambam brings it with Einik Shabbos and with Kavod Shabbos. Generally the mitzvah to get dressed for Shabbos, that's Kavod Shabbos. The mitzvah to be matziah mitasai. So there's also a mitzvah to light for Kavod Shabbos. So there are two mitzvahs in Neiris Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos and Einik Shabbos. This type explains. Out Einik Shabbos, Motzei Dolok Eidei Dolok. It wouldn't be a bracha you make a mitzvah on. That sheet in Taisa says you don't make a bracha, holds it's just a mitzvah to have light. Motzei Dolok Eidei Dolok. we pass like Ravenna town. There's also a mitzvah to light. Even if all the lights are on, the mitzvah to light, and you have to light within plug. It has to be within an hour and a quarter of Shabbos. If you light in the morning, it doesn't show covered Shabbos. You have to light right when Shabbos is coming in. So there are two mitzvahs in Erev Shabbos, a mitzvah of covered Shabbos, and a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. The Einik Shabbos, the mitzvah, wouldn't be Matzah Dolak any dialect. The covered Shabbos, the mitzvah to light for the Shabbos, that is the mitzvah. So, tonight I shared with you the Tziv Ziyasayit and the Beis Halevi Ziyasayit, the two Rosh Yeshivas of Elazhin. Again, the Ziyasayit and the Tziv, a Hesha Mitzvah, that's a Pasik you're supposed to do, not a Pasik you don't have to do. And the Ziyasayit of the Beis Halevi regarding Hadlokas Ne'er Shabbos, that there are two dinim. Since we make a bracha, we'll be a steer to this Rashba. Why do you make a bracha? Matzah Dolak in a dialect. Must be that there's a mitzvah to light, to show covered Shabbos, and to light to covered Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everybody.